Blog Talk Radio.
Come here with that. These niggas don't walk the dragon up now. Rest in peace. Before I proceed, allow me to go prepare the grace for you niggas. These niggas can't rap, baby, the beaches be saving you niggas. Malika's your savior, your nigga. I'm a hot nigga, my watch a place your nigga. Your bitch give me facial, little nigga. Next time y'all kiss at me, how do I taste of you niggas? You silly. Little silly ass niggas. You really think you fucking with me? I thought y'all would win, but you niggas. You niggas is giving mixed signals. You niggas stay acting like bitch. You niggas swear you getting rich. You ain't even got gas money with you. What the fuck is you grinding for, nigga? That rebel, you niggas is not on my level. The fuck is you mentioning me? Cause I will be somewhere getting ate the fuck up by your bitch while I'm mentioning me. The hell is you saying? The fuck is you doing? Get real of my dick. The fuck is you trying to make rap a career? I'm in college, give me a degree. That bitch. I told them envision me. I told them I could be great. Our future would have been killed them all. Had I known they would hate. Cause the good, it don't mean that it's golden. My mama said that. All they doing is stating their opinions. But these are the facts. Yeah, these are the facts. These are the facts. I do not rap. The fuck is that? Feelings I feel, we speak on track. Nigga, these are the facts. Nigga, these are the facts. Nigga, I do not rap. The fuck is that? Make me go berserk now. I'ma make all of these niggas some believers. Damn, they gon' wanna go to church now. Tell that pussy nigga, boy, put your skirt down. I wear all this nigga, you ain't got no turf now. If you was grinding at first, nigga, you don't have to really put in work now. Murk, murk, I'ma leave him in the dirt now. You gon' run around the city in a hearse now. I'ma make sure I leave every nigga hurt now. You gon' run around the city with a purse now. You my bitch, I ain't never need none of you niggas. I'd rather rely on your bitch. I'm a fool with it, nigga. The coolest, the smoothest, the slickest, and that's worth the mix. Bro, I am too through with these niggas yet. I am not through with these niggas. Already told you, Black Rebel so hot. She can't even be cool with these niggas. No, seriously, who with these niggas? Finna cook a good brew with these niggas. It's a tragedy they never learn. And I went to school with these niggas. Damn. Boom. I told them envision me. I told them I could be great. Our future would have been killed them all. Had I known they would hate. Cause it good, it don't mean that it's golden. My mama said that. All they doing is stating their opinions. But these are the facts. Yeah, these are the facts. These are the facts. I do not rap. The fuck is that? Feelings I feel, we speak on track. Nigga, these are the facts. Nigga, these are the facts. Nigga, I do not rap. The fuck is that? Nigga. Feelings I feel, we speak on track. Nigga.
Wait, no.
nothing, so why you talking shit? Starting about your life when it's not the way you live. Fuck boy, off a mill's evaluation of my crib. You got racks, nigga, show me where it is. Talking gun, talk, I swear you make me sick. How can you bust it if you've never held a stick? Tell me, what the fuck are you promoting to the kids? I walk with the law that ain't about this life of sin. I'm humble, it ain't about the violence. But no, if it's that one, cool, we'll get you silent. 5-star a line, call it something like a Ryan. Got a couple donnies who will bang for me and I ain't lying. I got dough, but I make that money spread out. When I'm in the booth, steam is what I let out. I've learned what you put in, eventually you get out. So if you're in my way, then it's you I'm gonna take out. They ain't on it, these rappers ain't honest. Why talk about things if you ain't got it? Nobbed, you've been acting for the longest. I'm back in the game and I won't stop until I clock it.
So how you trying to get a meal when you're living at your mum's and you don't even pay the bills? Yo, me, I'm on that real. And if you don't know, then you better ask frills, cause they ain't on nothing.
The man are just bluffing, starting like they on that when they ain't on nothing. Got a little pee, you wanna go clubbing. But come next week, you ain't got nothing, cause you ain't on nothing. You ain't on nothing. You ain't on nothing. Ain't on nothing. You ain't on nothing. You ain't on nothing.
stay.
I love when you pullin' up in your Jeep, bumpin' all of your beats. Shades on, with your shades on, just to bring me something to eat. You the man up in these streets, but when it comes to my heart, that don't mean a thing, no. So I hop up in your right, high as hell outside. Got the top down, with the doors off, with your hands on my thigh. Drive slow. keep on grinding cause I love it, shit. And I'ma keep it popping cause I love it, shit. I love it and it won't stop. Boom, boom. Constantly, forever and ever, I repeat, and it won't stop. Boom, boom.
About it. Too much, too much, too much. There's no need for us to rush it through. And on the rug, we tussling and we tossing. Girl, your sex is like the sweetest drug. And yes, I need it often. Like that sour when I'm coughing. Passion burns me to my core. And I could tell by how you watching that I got you wanting more. You can't hold it, let it pour. Won't just hit it, I'ma score. No matter who was here before, cause I'm the one you can't ignore. I know we wanna take our time, but this lust gon' make us rush. I'm a fool about my grind, so this tongue gon' make you gush. Clear your mind of all the clutter. You'll forget them other lovers. All that matters is each other and what happens undercover. I'ma whisper in your private. Make your Vicky tell a secret. Here's my finger, you can bite it. And the pillow, you gon' need it. Feels so good, you won't believe it. Sexual line, we gon' achieve it. You my plate and I'm gon' clean it. Give it to you like I mean it. It's a sticky situation, mommy. Both our bodies wet. Climax is the motivation. So I'm far from finished yet. Don't think about it.
Slow down. Ha ha. It is your big boy. Solo flows, man. I'm in the building, man. I hope y'all loving all that music that y'all just heard, all that good LGBTQ music. Man, can I shout out AOVIP? Can I shout out Black Rebel, Linda D, Solo Flows, Nina Ross? Oh man, it's just so many that we play and that we keep in rotation, man. You know what I'm saying? Because it's LGBT music, LGBTQ music, excuse me. I want to make sure that I'm included in my whole family spectrum. But this LGBTQ music goes down, man. If you haven't heard it, you need to get to this station. Damn, this should be interesting. On Blog Talk Radio, every Monday night, we're trying to make this more Music Mondays for y'all. We hope that y'all appreciate that, man, that y'all heard all that good music coming in. We're going to get into these rolling topics, you know what I'm saying? From now on, pretty much, it's going to be whatever, whenever, whatever's on your mind, man. We need y'all to call in. We need y'all to talk about it. We're going to, of course, have Dr. J's word of the day, Dr. J's quote of the day, because you need your dose, of course. We got Cali Buzz Entertainment Report. But 220 is on these ones and twos, man, and 220 said it's going to be more Music Mondays. So we're going to have more Music Mondays. So what we need to do is have y'all send more music in to us. Let us know what's going on out there, you know, under the rainbow. If it's something that we're missing, some sounds that y'all think we should hear, please get it to us in our inbox on Facebook at DTSBITOO. It's DTSBI2, man. Get it in our inbox. If we listen to it and we like it, we're going to put it on air, man. We're starting a whole 2016 about to be crazy. That's all I can say. It's about to be crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? We got a whole bunch of new stuff coming for y'all, and it's just about to be crazy. So look out for DTSBI because we're coming hard. So I'm gonna go around and introduce myself like I always do and like we always do, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to shout out Callie and Amin tonight. They couldn't make it on air tonight, so we're going to go ahead and do our thing. But we got definitely Solo Flows, 220, Dr. J Money, and Ann's Dream is definitely in the building tonight. So I'm going to go. I'm at Solo Flows.
I'm at 220 Media.
I'm at
Ann's Dream. And I'm at Dr. J Money.
And, of course, we in the building, man. And like I say, you know, Dr. J, she always got that prescription for you. So we're going to have Dr. J go ahead and hit y'all with that word of the day.
What it do, y'all? It's Monday. We back. We've been through a lot of stuff, but we happy to be back. And, you do something every day. And some things just come natural to you, whether they're good things or bad things. So today's word of the day is proclivity, something that you do that comes natural to you. So whatever your proclivities are, hopefully they're good. Keep it up.
Yes. Dr. J said proclivity. keep that proclivity going, especially if it's kindness, if it's something good, if it's something positive, if it's something that keeps you goal-orientated, then you need to keep that proclivity up on that. That's a beautiful word, Dr. J, man. That's a beautiful word and a beautiful meaning, man. We need y'all to listen to that word, and we need you to take that meaning to heart, babe. Be natural about your hustle. Be natural about your love and respect for other people. Be natural about this life, man. You know what I'm talking about? So we're having rolling topics. And rolling topics is just really where we're talking about any and everything that's going on. You know what I'm saying? We're not going to limit ourselves to one topic anymore. We're going to talk about it all. So what we want you guys to give us a call. If you have any shout-outs, give us a call. If you got any topics you want to cover, if you want to give some love, if you want to give, if you want to hate on somebody, call in and let us know that. If you catch anything ratchet in your hood, let us know what's going on in your hood. If it's parties in your town, if it's something that you feel like the world should know, then give us a call. Of course, it's got to be under that rainbow, though. You know what I'm talking about? But if it's something that you know, somebody that you know, something that you feel is airworthy, let us know, man. If we like it and we feeling it and it's, like, proclivitous to us, then we'll definitely play it. And what's on my mind this week is this whole idea. I'm going to keep bringing up Caitlyn Jenner because it's just important to me. I know we missed last week because I was, like, steaming out my ears, but from what I'm hearing, so now Caitlyn Jenner doesn't want to be Caitlyn Jenner anymore. Caitlyn Jenner wants to be Bruce Jenner. So this is just a straight problem to me, and a problem for me. I'm not sure exactly. Yeah, straight being the operative word, exactly. And just finding out a little bit about her, finding a little bit about the history of this person, the fact that this person was a conservative Republican and considered him or herself traditional. So just in that in itself, it just makes me feel like this person is a walking joke at this point. At first, of course, you have compassion for someone. You know, you almost have, you know, like, for our community, of course, you have a sense of pride, a sense of triumph and victory and the great awards, you know, Caitlyn was getting at the ESPYs and all these great things that were happening. It was good to check it out and show support. But this is a big blunder here. And I feel like this situation, because it has so much attention on it, it really has the potential to foul a lot of stuff up, because people are already confused, already have a lot to say, and right now the whole LGBTQ issue is like white hot. It's like a blanket topic everywhere. I think actually tonight it was on, I can't remember exactly what channel, it might have been VH1, but they were talking about homosexuality and hip-hop, and they were having a whole panel on it, and actually I want to catch it and just see, you know, what they were talking about. But it's situations like that with Bruce and Caitlyn Jenner that, you know, make people take our community a little less seriously, and it just aids in and adds to confusion. You know, not saying that, you know, it is his or her. Go ahead.
I was going to say, you know what, Solo, that brings me to a question that I'm wondering, like, you know, with all of this controversy going on behind all of that, the effects that it has on the gay community, as you was just saying, like, should there be a law saying that once you transition, you can't go back? You know what I'm saying? Like, should there be something in place to say, once you make that decision, then that's your decision? You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
I don't know what y'all feel about that one.
220.
Man, that's a difficult one. Because, I mean, I know a lot of these people out here are going through these transitions, but then they're regretting it right away. My thing with what it is that
just kind of going back to where Solo was just at, I mean, her by Kaylin being a Republican and having her beliefs on it, she was on the Ellen show and she was expressing how she still basically is not even comfortable with gay marriage. So, I mean, I kind of feel like you're not comfortable with that. You're not comfortable with yourself. You're kind of flip-flopping. It's all over the place. But yet you're reaping the benefits, or the world is giving you this honor, and I don't feel like it's deserving at all. You should not be the face of transgender America. I just don't feel like you deserve it.
Yeah, and I agree because a lot comes with that, and that's why I'm saying I think it'll make people think twice. Once you decide to make that transition, that's it. So if you're doing it for the wrong reasons, then you ain't gonna do it.
Right. I want to take a moment to kind of play a clip that I got from the Ellen show, where even Ellen was kind of baffled. And by her being a lesbian, I could definitely understand. But, like, how can you hold this position? I'm going to let you guys hear it 1 second.
Caitlyn Jenner is on the show today, our first show. And she really... she still has a judgment about gay marriage. She's saying that she's and I said, you're wanting people to understand and accept you. This is, like, really confusing to people, and you still have a judgment about gay people and marriage, and, like, and she goes,
crazy.
Well, she said, if the word marriage is that important, and I was like, it is, because that's the word. Like, we want the same thing, everybody.
Well, here's a person on TV crying that, hey, I want to be myself, I want to be genuine. I don't want people to ridicule me.
Yeah.
And then says in the same breath, gee, gay marriage, I don't get it. You know, it's remarkable. Did Caitlin dance with you?
No, she didn't dance. I don't think she's a dancer. she's a dancer. She didn't want to dance with me because I'm a lesbian. I really think she was great. It was a great interview, I'm grateful that she was on the show. And I don't really know her, and I'm trying to understand it because I don't fully understand it either. But I also want everyone to be happy. So, but I don't fully understand all of that. But I want her to be happy, which is what I want for her, for me. You know what I mean?
It doesn't make sense that someone wouldn't even understand that.
That's the thing that's very confusing about the show, because she still has that conservative underlying philosophy on top of all of this.
Yeah, she's Republican and conservative, and I think, you know, a lot of Republicans are wishing she wasn't Republican. You know?
Yeah, I know. Like, get out.
So basically, I just wanted to go ahead and put that out there. If anybody hadn't heard the interview, that was just a piece of it to kind of get a glimpse at how confused this individual is. I mean, at this point, I don't know whether to call her a woman, a man, or what, but confused is exactly what she is.
Man, and then you got to think about all of the people that's younger and that's thinking about going through this transition and now she probably confused them. You know what I'm saying? It's just a whole thing. It's just something. I just don't think this should be public attention. I think it's something that she should have went through behind their own closed doors. And I think it's a bad look for the gay community. It's a confusing look. And it's just horrible. And that's why we need something in place to say, you're not going to play with us. So if you make that transition, then that's who you is.
I agree. You stuck.
Right.
I mean... You're making a mockery of all life.
That is just, I mean, it's so difficult because, like, what you just said is so interesting. I mean, if that were the case, you know, I don't know. You know,
is it really
if that
make
would change
you
people's
think
mind
about it,
that,
though? Really make you think
I just
about
know,
it? Is this something you really want to do?
Because I know the situation now. I know what the risk, like, being that this is happening now, it's clear what the risk is. And the risk is people, you know, it's opening you to more ridicule, and it's really ammunition for folks who are already at war with us, who are already, you know, seeing us as targets and these confused people, and you know that we're trying to take over everything, but we don't know who we want to be because they already feel like they know who we should be more than we know who we are. You know, so to have a person in such a position, you know, I mean, people can try to negate status, but status matters a whole lot. Because somebody's story in middle America, if they're going through the same thing that Caitlyn Jenner's going through in a small town in Iowa or something, nobody really knows, and, you know, really, except probably the immediate people around them. But when you're a celebrity and you're representing a population, whether you want to or not, you pretty much are, because these are the people who are supporting you when you were going through this transition. These people who, you know, had your best interests at heart and wanted nothing but the best for your transition and treated you with sensitivity. And, you know, the same people that you're just saying now that you're a conservative Republican and all this crazy, you know what I mean? Like, the very people that was your main support system are the people it seems like you would kick the legs from under their chairs.
I just hear and see a lot of self-hatred. You don't know exactly who you want to be. And I'm with Dreams on that, or whoever said, you know, maybe that's something you should have did behind closed doors, not in front of America. This shouldn't have been a transition that she made in front of the world like that. You know what I'm saying? And like I keep saying, she definitely doesn't deserve the honor of carrying the badge for every transgender. She should not be the voice nor the face for it. Pretty much where I stand.
There's no way she should have been allowed to come straight, you know, just being one to transgender. She shouldn't have been allowed to just come up and step in and talk for everybody, knowing that that's how she felt. And I think right. It was just a money thing. Like, she wanted her own show. She probably, what if they needed more money? Like, I mean, what was the real reason that you did this? Publicity? You just wanted to be famous?
I definitely wouldn't put it past her. I'm basically, she a Kardashian just as much as the rest of them.
Exactly. So you just wanted to feel like them so you could get your own show too?
Yeah. Well, switching gears a little bit, I kind of wanted to put another public figure on the spot. Raven Simone. She's another one who supposedly, you know, represents not only the black community but the homosexual community. But she's also one who keeps speaking outside of her neck, man. I mean,
she's crazy.
You can't put down, especially in front of America, the very thing that you are. If you're black, you're black. You gotta claim that. You know what I'm saying? But now she's calling herself like a dark-skinned white
dark
person.
White. Yeah,
like,
that's
how does that even happen? This, what is that?
Man, this Dreams right here, man, that sister is out of control. It's like, she not a lesbian, she not black, she not nothing that she, you know what I mean? I don't understand what's going on with the celebrities, but I'm wondering if it's the drug problem that's going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, she on so many drugs, it's looking like. And then she got the, y'all heard what she said about the ghetto name?
Yes.
She wasn't going to hire nobody with names that she felt was, you know, ghetto. And it's like, what are you saying? And then even if you feel this way, like, think about what you're saying in the public eye, and especially, you know what I'm saying, you're representing, whether you want to or not, you're representing us. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So act like you got some sense in your fucking brain.
At least a little bit.
Her
did
name is like
Winter
something.
She's
from here.
When she spit back in the cup and told the other person to drink it and didn't laugh, we would have been fighting on the stage. She did some shit like that to me.
Wait, I missed that. What happened?
She was supposed to drink something, and she drank it and then spit it back in the cup and then had somebody else on stage drink it.
Oh, wow.
I would have whooped her ass. It wouldn't have been no more Raven Simone.
Yeah, I'm just kind of tired of all these, you know, celebrities who supposedly have all this clout. I mean, basically, you're making a bad example out of all of us. You know what I mean? I really don't want nobody representing me. No matter how much money you got, I don't want you to be the face of black women. You know what I'm saying? We're honoring her on Black Girl Rock, but what do we really have to, like, why is she so honorable? Like, what is she doing out there for us? Nothing.
I think it's a cry for every for attention. She just wants attention.
Yeah, but that's not the way to go about getting it.
I mean, it's just like, I was saying, like, her last name has the, you know, the accent on it, but she's from right here. So it's just, you know, it's just about how you look at it, right? I mean, so it's one of those things, like, when you live in a glass house, you know the rest of the story, right? But people love it to cast stones, but they don't really think about it.
Right, then somebody put a picture of her.
Yeah, somebody put a picture of her up with some long ghetto braids, standing in line.
Multicolored.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And she said that she won't hire people with ghetto names. So, you know, it all depends on from what angle you're looking at it, right?
Right.
You know?
And you know what I'm saying? And not, and this dream, y'all, and not to, you know, I'm not agreeing with her at all. I think her statement was very ignorant. You know what I'm saying? But black people, we also got to be mindful of the things that we name in our kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't even give people a reason to say stuff like that. Like, give your kids some prideful names.
And just know, this Dr. J, and just because you give them a name, make sure it's a name that suits them. Because a white person can get away with giving a kid a name that's out there just because they're white. Just because you're black does not mean that you can name your kid something King Michael and expect him to be treated like a king if he out here shooting and robbing people.
Right. And it's just like, you know, like, I mean, if a kid came up to me, a black kid named Hunter, I would be scared. You know. I mean, Hunter, it only has one meaning to shoot.
Exactly.
But, it's all perspective-based. You know what I'm saying? And you just have to be careful of what we're putting out in the world. Like you said, Dreams, it's taking some responsibility for your role in the situation, period. You know? And
yeah.
I've heard some names that embarrass me. And I don't even know the person. I wasn't,
right,
you know, related to you or nothing like that. But I feel sorry for you, you know. And when I see it, unfortunately, a lot of the personalities match the name. I'm just going to be honest about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if you got, like, a Precious or, you know, Lexus or Alizé. You know,
yeah,
I'm not trying to be funny, but I done heard it all. You know, I have. You know, you have. And just because,
yeah,
you know, your baby daddy name, if he have a daughter, just let him deal with that. You don't have to name her his name and then put a Isha on me. You don't have to do that.
We just said, have a little pride, man. Get a kid something to live up to.
Yes, exactly.
That's all. That's what I'm saying, too. It's like, we have to take responsibility for some of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, the stuff that we name our sons. You know what I'm saying? If you think about their names, too. Jabari. You know, just... What happened to the John and the Larry?
Cardi.
You know, what's
Cardi
wrong with a James? They start taking James and naming it backwards, Samaje. Now that's their name instead of James. You know, it's just, we want to be creative, but we
I mean, you could be creative, but dig a little deeper. Go back to your roots. Give them something, you know, go give them an African name.
Yeah, and I mean,
their
name don't have to be a boat, you know? Their name ain't got to be the same boat. But
you know, something that I'm good with a Michael. I'm even good with a Malik. You know what I'm saying? I'm good with a Charles, with a Larry, with an Adam. I'm good,
good
with these names. Right? With a John. I'm good with that. Right? But when you come over here and you be like, when you come to me and be like, Quaterius looking for you, I'm not going to go that way. I'm not going where Quaterius is at. That's just not where I'm going to go. And that's just me being honest to God. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to go where George Keisha at. I'm not going to go where Shar Keisha at. I'm not going to go where Martisha at. I'm not going to go where no Shonda's is at. Well, yeah, I do a Shonda. I take that back. I do a Shonda. But it got to be. It got to be an R-E, not an R-O. I'm hella serious. Y'all laughing, but I'm serious. But on that note, like I said, we're going to get into some music and put your names together. These stripper names ain't for these kids, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, what's pretty good? It's me, Eve, on the music, but with solo flows all the way from UK to the Bay. Representing the LGBTunderground.com all day, every day. You done know.
They call me a bully, you think my star sign was a Taurus. Giving you hooks chorus, wrapping up bundles of flowers, glorious. I'm major, your minor Morris. Too much double cup, chucking, I got Norris. Ignore this, red pills, running, going nowhere. Check pills, I'm chilling, tranquil. If I don't make you wet, tranquil. Think I take liberties, now you know how skank feel. Bitch, chill, get off my dick, it's not real. Black, yeah, dramatic, call it twisted, torsionist. Kill you before you blink, an abortionist. Swing you around this room by your pony, tell your type of real, what's phony real? Still trying to get a Sony deal. The stars over here, I'm the real deal. Star ain't fighting a holy field. Evangelist, half Jamaican and Irish. That's right, black and white, call me kiss. Sticking out my tongue like this, bitch. Mind your business, you got the nerve to dodge your mistress. Don't miss this. The action I'm packing, got the girls' arms clapping, attracting, they crowd around us. Surround down, downtown, ladies wanna get down, spend pounds, just might spend a night at our house. With no couch, only your bed to lay down, now get your head down. I'm taking your wife's girlfriends, your whores, and mistresses. Homes, anybody, who's rocking the body with this kid's bitch? I don't mind as long as they're real ones.
Yeah. It is solo flows. The scholarly street rat, and Vaughn, the music bully.
We're solo flows.
Where
you at?
Here we go.
Let them know.
Pull out the faucet on, cause I'm flowing. Call it from Yvonne and I'm going. Now pardon me while I hit these streets, cause you best believe that I'm born Cali bread. If you wonder out loud, hit it just like thunder. Go pow, nigga, I see down under. She slam, UK to the Bay, hey, what now? Now stick em up, stick em up. And in it, I don't give a fuck. See, it's a queer track bump that you know you can't help it. Keep yourself, be yourself, why you be yourself. It's cause we gon' nail it, and we gon' sell it. Care less what you say, baby, boy, go crazy. And we in this bitch knee deep, knee deep, knee deep. And when we take it out, we gon' keep peace. All around the world, it's the same OG. A-S-E-Y, listen, these look sweet. We between the lines, but you still won't see, cause you're blind to the fact that you can't see me. I got the hella gala kind of flow.
Yes, sir.
You're deaf and dumb, even though. So, I'ma keep rocking, you can keep jocking. Gotta keep talking, why they ain't watching? Why you say you blocking when you know you ain't stopping? And you best stop talking before you start shouting.
Uh-oh.
Cause only closed mouths do eat.
Fuck up.
We too beef in these Bay Streets. See, it's a beach in the Bay, boy. All day, hear what we say, boy. We don't play. Fuck what your man say. Cause you gay. Stop to delay, girl. And come pay.
We need those pounds. We need those dollars. We ain't turning down nothing but our collars. LGBT music. This is LGBTunderground.com. Soloflows.com.
Do your thing.
220 Media.
We got
all of that.
And we ain't shit.
Lesson 13 on, man. Yeah. And shout out to my homie DJ Reginald. He hit me up and was like, yo, Timo, go kill this track. I was like, I'm like, you know what, you right. Because I could complain, but I'm not. You know why? Because I got a lot to be thankful for. I got a lot to be happy for, man. Yeah. I'm overlooking these mountains. I'm rolling up that legal. I'm way above sea level. I'm getting rid of these devils. Got little bass, more treble. Need more gas, less pedal. I'm on the road, let's travel. Come on the road, let's travel. Just me and my lady. We finna hit the town so that we can have a good night. So tell me what it looks like. Said that you and blow it. Organic everything, so my hair keep growing. I go in like double dutch, doubled up, I'm molded up. I'm trying to watch you got bubble butt. So happy for it, you good. No homo, finding T-Mode a promo. I give you a badge if you got a logo. Now that's what I call a mogul. Acting like a king over queen before you even on your throne and trying to bring me got some positive vibes. I'm trying to keep them alive. I feel like Mary J. Blige. I finally got that real love. I know it's sent from above. And all that negative energy, I promise I'ma dodge it. Man, I gotta be honest. I'm so happy, so happy. Plus, I'm optimistic. They cannot see the vision cause it's safe they lacking. Fuck what you talking, I'm like, let's get straight to action. And it came to my senses, just like a tax man. And when you put the work in, things start to happen, all these doors start to open without you even asking. Now it's current day and currently I got a sense of urgency. Cause yeah, true, my own homie playing for some currency. I wanna thank God for taking them out my life. I used to be in the dark, but now I came to the light. Welcome, welcome to the vibe. If this is your first time hearing this, you about to experience a new vibe. Cause I am so happy, yep, I am so happy.
FBI, damn, this should be interesting. Six Dykes, One Mic, every Monday night. That's what we play here, man. We play all LGBTQ music. You had a hint of that Solo Flows, that Yvonne. You had, yes, man. I love that track. You got some Timo, famous Team Mogul, Timo Robinson, man, the legendary Timo. If you haven't heard of her, you need to look her up, check her out, right? She's groovy. I know you like that last track you heard. Dr. J, we gonna get into that corner of the day. Let's go.
What's up, y'all? I'ma just let you know. I don't have a bucket list. I have a fuck it list. I'll fuck it and it and it. men and women are born between a woman's legs, and they spend the rest of their lives trying to get back in between them. You know why? Because there's no place like home. And lastly, bite marks are like love notes written in flesh. So go on ahead and quit calling them hater marks, because those can also be just some love notes sometimes, you know. A person just want to let you know how they feel. Dr. J's quotes of the day.
It sounds like a vampire got to you or something.
Told
you to say that it was cool to bite.
I've been watching Walking Dead, man.
Being a Walking Dead. We want to thank you guys so much for listening to our show tonight, man. Like I said, tune in every week, Monday night, 7 p.m. We got rolling topics, meaning that we're going to talk about whatever's hot. If it's to be discussed, we're going to discuss it. And we're going to talk about all the hot topics. And we need you guys to call in and join us, man. If you need to get something off your top before it pops, call in and let us know, and we'll drop that to the world. Let them know how you're feeling. If you just want to give a shout-out, if you want to let somebody know you love them, man, you know what I'm saying? If you hear a guest on our radio show and you want to get to know them, let us know so we can make that connection. That's what we are here too, man. We will be the host with the most. Trust and believe that. We play the best and the brightest in LGBTQ music here. We keep you up on current events. Dr. J always got a prescription for you with that word today. And then
And then she got a chaser. She follows that up with the quote of the day. So if y'all missing it, man, y'all missing out. Because what she doing is she beefing up your vocabulary. She beefing up your salary. You know what I'm saying? She hooking you up and she lacing y'all with game. You know what I'm saying? So to all y'all out there with them lace fronts, she's lacing everybody with game. Understand and believe. Trust that. We love y'all here at Damn, This Should Be Interesting. Everybody have a beautiful, beautiful week. Be progressive. See your dreams and make them come to fruition, man. We love y'all and we out.
Perfect, unexpected, but I'm worth it. Good exposure to this life. If that's what you like, explore your thoughts, stop acting scared. I can see you watching, let me take a stand. Let me show you what it's like to fuck with something right. Girl, let me put you on with something real. Wanna show you how it feels to rock with something real. So come join me in this room, girl, it's time. Move slick, that's normal. We can smoke one first if you're trying to get lit, but we don't think I'm taking hits.